بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. إصلاح الأقايد refers to the correction of one's beliefs in accordance to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. From the Quran and the Ahadith we learn that the most valuable treasure is Iman and the greatest calamity is disbelief, Kufr. Everlasting success is the result of Iman, while everlasting loss is the consequence of Kufr. Almighty Allah states, "It is He who has created you. However, some amongst you are disbelievers, and some amongst you are believers." Mankind is divided into two groups. One is the disbeliever who is ungrateful to Almighty Allah. He has been ungrateful, rebelled, and made treason against his Creator. For him is everlasting punishment in the year after. As for the believer, he submits to the command of Almighty Allah. He is grateful, accepts the sovereignty of Almighty Allah, affirms his rule. For the believer, the reward is great. He has been promised lofty mansions in the gardens of paradise, peace and perpetual happiness. Righteous deeds are only acceptable to Almighty Allah if Iman is present. Without correct belief, righteous deeds are not accepted for reward in the year after. Almighty Allah states, "Whoever practices righteous deeds, be it male or female, while he or she is a believer, verily they will enter paradise." The first question posed to a person in the grave will be with regards to his beliefs. As far as those whose beliefs are not correct, that is a disbeliever, their righteous deeds will not be acceptable in the court of Almighty Allah in the year after. Aqaid, beliefs are like roots, and actions are its branches. Just as how branches grow because of the roots, similarly beliefs are the source of actions. Thus the greatest and most imperative obligation on man is to correct his beliefs and to cleanse himself of wrong ideologies. He should adorn himself with good actions and try to earn Almighty Allah's pleasure, which in fact is the prime object of coming into this world. Man must realize that from all religions, Islam is the chosen religion by Almighty Allah. One has to understand what the beliefs of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are. Their beliefs are those which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and all of them remain steadfast on these beliefs without any difference. Later, people introduced new beliefs and divided into many groups. The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, however, remained staunch on the belief of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and did not devise their own belief structure. These are the same beliefs found in the Quran and the Sunnah. Since the need for correct aqaid belief is essential for salvation, inshallah in the month of Ramadan, for a few minutes every day we will read regarding beliefs. May Almighty Allah allow us that we live with the correct beliefs, we die with the correct beliefs, we stand up in the front of Almighty Allah on the day of Qiyamah with the correct beliefs. An explanation of a few verses of the Quran Kareem from the Taraweeh, which normally in many places would have been recited. Normally it is the habit that in the first few days one juz and a quarter is recited in the Taraweeh Salat. An explanation of a few verses of this. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The beginning surah of the Quran Kareem is called Surah Al-Fatiha. Fatiha means the opening chapter. This doesn't only open up the Quran for every individual. It opens up the path. Which path? Surah Fatiha, ulama have explained, it's a khulasa, or it's a summary, and the entire Quran is the tafsir of it. Surah Fatiha is the initial point, or it's the main point, it's the essence. And the entire Quran is now going to direct man how to find what he is asking for in Surah Fatiha. Ulama have written another name of Surah Fatiha is Ad-Dua. So the crux is that in Surah Fatiha we are asking for something. The very thing we are asking for, Almighty Allah has used our dua to make indication to all of us that this is the most important, this is the most essential, this is the most vital thing in your life. This is called Sirat al-Mustaqim, a straight path. This entire world, whether it be 50, 60, 70, whether a man dies 1 minute after becoming mature, this entire world is just a road. And what's important, like how in every road, is the destination where you're going to reach after the road. The drive along, no matter how beautiful it is, no matter how difficult it is, everyone's purpose is to reach the ending. If the drive is smart, but the person gets stuck on the road, Sirat al-Mustaqim means the straight road. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke of this path, and he said, then there are many side roads. On every side road there is a shaitan, a devil. He is inviting towards his side. The colors with which he invites, the attractions with which he invites. Almighty Allah in the surah in a most beautiful manner, after introducing mankind to Almighty Allah taught us this dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. O Allah, please place us. O Allah, please keep us. O Allah, please allow us to remain. This word اِهْدِنَا has all those meanings. To show us the road, to place us on the road, to allow us to remain on the road, to let our death come while we are on this road. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The ending verse of the surah is the most unique. When Almighty Allah explained, O man's dua was, I want the road. How happy we would have been if we were told, I'll show you the road. But that was never going to be enough. Because the road was shown to the whole world. Every Nabi came, every book came. It showed the entire, whoever was in front of that Nabi, the road. But everyone never stepped on the road. Had we been told that I will put you on the road, now just remain firm, that itself would never have been sufficient. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it. It was that group who were known as the people of the book. Today we call them the Yahud, we call them the Jew. They were also on the road. وَلَضَّالِّينَ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained what we today call the Christian. They were also once upon a time on the road. When you want to warn someone of something, one of the best ways is to say that don't think this thing is so easy. There were many others who were on it, but they fell off the path. That غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَضَّالِّينَ is meant to put a shiver through the heart, through the body of whoever hears it. That remember there were many others on this road. On one fell the anger of Almighty Allah, they were pushed off the road. Walabbalin, the other who were on the road, in love they began following someone, not knowing that person was taking them off. And they also went. They ventured very far from the original. So then the question comes that what was the problem? What did they do that after starting on the road, they did not manage to reach the ending? Surah Al-Baqarah is now going to explain, and the surahs that are going to come after are going to explain what errors did those people who once upon a time sat on this path, who walked on this path, what brought upon one group the anger of Almighty Allah? What made another group go astray following the wrong people? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Almighty Allah will speak in detail about one group which were known as the Ahlul Kitab, the people of intelligence, the people of the books. Every Nabi of Almighty Allah was sent to them. Almighty Allah will explain what they did wrong. But in Surah Fatiha there's an indication towards it. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That, O Allah, we ask you for the path of those people upon whom your special favor has come. Amazing it is, we could have asked Almighty Allah to protect us. Almighty Allah did not use the word hifazaya, he used the word in'am. In the word in'am, an'amta alayhim, there was an indication that what was the reason why others never remained on the path after we put them on the path. One major reason which Surah Al-Baqarah will explain was whoever entered on this path before us, they regarded this path not as a gift. Had they understood the spot as a gift from Almighty Allah, they would have made shukr. The demand of shukr would have been that if difficulties came on the path also, they would have borne the difficulty with happiness. That is the meaning of Islam, to submit, happily to submit to Almighty Allah. And amta alayhim is from the word ni'mah, in'am, those people upon who your favor fell. When man reads Surah Fatiha, there is so many things to go in his mind. One is, the maqsad of my life is to remain on the spot. And amta alayhim is to give a message. The manner for me to remain on the spot is to always understand being on the spot is a divine favor of Almighty Allah. As long as I appreciate this favor, Allah will keep me on the spot. The day I don't regard it as a gift, I will see it as a burden. Ghairil maghdubi alayhim. There were people before me who saw it like a burden. Almighty Allah was most independent. Allah is most independent. Allah's anger fell on them. He pushed them off the path. Waladdallin. There was another group. They took a wrong leader. And they also ventured off the path. At that time, man will then say, Ameen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a sahabi radiallahu anhu. He enjoyed his dua so much. He then said that definitely Allah will accept. He said, Oh Jabba, this person has made the acceptance of his dua wajib on condition that he ends his dua nicely. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, how must he end his dua? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he must say, Ameen. The Sahabi radiallahu anhum went and he went to his friend. He said, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard your dua. He enjoyed your dua. He said, one thing you need to do, end your dua properly. When man comes to the end, waladdallin, in the month of Ramadan, extra rakats will be read. Surah Fatiha will be read even more times than we read it in the normal. The month of Ramadan is a time of dua. The greatest dua is this, ihdina siraat al-mustaqim. When that waladdallin is mentioned, with the heart we will say, Ameen. That, oh Allah, please keep us on this path. Oh Allah, let your anger never fall off. And you, let it never be that you push us off this path. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the crux of the surah is explaining what did the people of the Kitab, what we call today the Jews, do that brought upon them the anger of Almighty Allah, because of which they were pushed off the spot. In detail, Almighty Allah will explain the favors of Almighty Allah that fell on this group, but how they looked at this. Understand that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam is like the beginning of the Anbiya, of the main Anbiya alayhi salam that came to this world. From Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, he has two sons. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, from who we call the Bani Israel, the Anbiya of the Banu Israel would come. And then there was Nabi Ismail alayhi salam, from who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would come. The three main religions in the world will link themselves up to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. At the end of this juz, Almighty Allah will speak about what was Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was his quality? It was called Islam. What was Islam? At the end of the surah, Almighty Allah will discuss. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. That person who comes on this path, he should not feel that he is a chosen person, like how a son is chosen. And then the father tells the son to do something, and the son in a very rude manner says, can't you ask somebody else? That is not the meaning of Islam. In this path, the beloved of Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah says, Ya Bani Israel, and this will be mentioned a couple of times in this para. In the first quarter, Almighty Allah will say, Ya Bani Israel, O the family of Israel. Israel was Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. His father is Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. His father is Ismail alayhi salam. Meaning, O the ones who link themselves up to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Uzkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Remember the favor that I gave you. It was called the favor of deen. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي. You fulfill the promise you made with me. أَوْفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. I will fulfill the promise I made with you. Again in the next ruku, Almighty Allah will say, O Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Remember the favor I had gifted you. What was that favor? وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. How I honored you over the entire world. The people of Islam today must understand that Islam coming to us is a unique gift. With this gift, Allah gave us virtue over the entire world. But we should never think being born in Islam means I will always be in Islam. There were many others who were on the spot. They were pushed out. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Almighty Allah says, the demand of you getting my favor is, you must live in fear. Live in fear of that day that no person will be able to help somebody else. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعًا. Intercession will not be heard except with the permission of Almighty Allah. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ. Bribery will not be acceptable on that day. No one will be able to pay for his salvation on that day with wealth. وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. On that day, no one is going to come to man's help. Man will have to come with that submission on the day of Qiyamah. However, the Jews, they were very proud of being the most virtuous in the world, but they never understood it as a gift. Because they never understood it as a gift, they made it many a time like a burden. Whenever any difficulty would come upon them, any difficulty, any command, difficult commands are difficult, even easy commands. So the surah is called Surah Al-Baqarah. That one of the easiest things in life is to slaughter a cow. But their nature became such that any command that was given to them, until the time came that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, you all are asking, someone had been killed in the locality. They wanted to know who is the killer. They said to Musa alayhi salam, ask Almighty Allah to tell us who the killer is. Such an easy command was given. It was a command to fulfill their need. Almighty Allah orders you that Allah Tabaruk Tala says, will you be ready to slaughter one cow? The slaughtering of a cow. See when the day of Qurbani comes, how many people are slaughtering. Remember that slaughtering is only the favor of Almighty Allah. If Allah removes that quality of Islam, even when the month of Bakri, when the days of Bakri it comes, you will hear a person saying, why must I waste so much money? Can't I give this money to the poor? They had this nature. Any command of Almighty Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. Allah Tabarakala says, remember the time when Musa a.s. said to his people, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. This word بَقَرَةً, that tanween, means Almighty Allah is ordering you. You just have to slaughter one cow. قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. And then they started. They said, are you playing games with us? What need does Almighty Allah have that we must slaughter a cow? And then they were told, I am not playing games. Musa alayhi salam said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That I am not from the ignorant ones. But what was so hard? But their nature was such. They said, we want more details of this cow. Tell us what's the age of this cow. Tell us what's the color of this cow. Tell us what's the tabiyat, the nature of this cow. Again and again they would ask. With each question, they brought upon themselves more and more the anger of Almighty Allah. A time finally came where Almighty Allah described them in Quran as the most disgraced of humanity, the worst of humanity. Allah Tabarakala saved the people of Islam. Almighty Allah save us all, that they were also on the path once upon a time. They took this path, but they never regarded it as a gift. As for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for him it was nothing but Islam. Every law of Almighty Allah for him was taken with open arms. وَإِذِ بْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Almighty Allah says, remember when we had to take the exam of Ibrahim alayhi salam, for him it was not one command only, slaughter a cow. بِكَلِمَاتٍ. There was command after command after command. Each test was more difficult than the one before it. They could not slaughter a cow. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam finally was told, slaughter your own son. And for that also he was ready. When the Qurbani comes, it's a message to the people of Islam that remember who your forefather is. He was the forefather of the Jews also. They could not remember he put the knife on the throat of his son. They were not ready to slaughter a cow. The people of Islam have been told us, have been reminded of this, that this was Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He fulfilled every command of Almighty Allah. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Then it was said to him, indeed we have made you a leader of mankind. قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. The nature of a father is, if he is going to receive a great gift, first thing he will ask, what about my children? Almighty Allah showed very clearly, لَا يَنَالُ أَهَدِي الظَّالِمِينَ. That there is no inheritance in this year. If the father is a great man, if your great-great-grandfather was Ibrahim alayhi salam, it doesn't mean you will remain a good grandchild of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The one who will meet Almighty Allah with the sifat and the quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam What was that quality? Almighty Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ, that when his Rabb, when his Lord said to him, are you ready to submit? قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, he said, I am ready to submit to Allah. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ, Ibrahim alayhi salam, before passing away, would say to his two sons, Ishaq alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, be ready to submit to Almighty Allah. وَيَعْقُوبُ, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, before passing away, would say to his son, what is known as the Bani Israel, يَا بَنِيَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ, O my sons, remember, Allah has selected for you this religion. It is a gift for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, let death not find you, except that you have submitted to Almighty Allah. The meaning of Islam is this here. Submission means on the spot, which is a gift from Almighty Allah. There will be difficulties. The laws of Islam are difficult. The five salah during the day is difficult. Wuzu when it is cold is difficult. To stand in front of Almighty Allah is difficult. To stay away from haram is difficult. But all these difficulties become easy on the person. May Allah make it easy for all of us who regard this part as a gift of Almighty Allah. Every day when he reads the surah, he thinks of how many others were once upon a time on this path, that they fell off this path. Then with a shiver he says, Ameen. And he's happy to accept every command of Almighty Allah, just in the hope that in that qadr, that he is trying to fulfill the command of Almighty Allah, Allah Tabarak Tala keeps him protected and allows him to remain on this path. May Almighty Allah keep us with iman. Allah Tabarak Tala take us with iman.